From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syria's foreign minister says his country is ready to participate in peace talks.
Syria ready to participate in the Syrian dialogue in Geneva without any foreign interference. And our delegation will be ready as soon as we receive a list of the opposition delegation.
He did not explain what he meant by foreign interference. Syrian activist groups say raids by government warplanes on a rebel-held suburb of the capital, Damascus, have killed at least 20 people. Dozens of other people were wounded, according to activists on the ground. Iraqi forces are still battling Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi. In the third day of a major Iraqi offensive, fighting raged around a government complex. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are trying to slow the Iraqi advance by using suicide bombers, booby traps, and snipers, plus civilians as human shields. More than 100 Islamic State militants are believed to remain in the city center. Elections in the Central African Republic have been postponed for 3 days after officials said they needed more time to organize the vote. Elections for president and parliament were originally scheduled for Sunday, but sources in the country's National Election Authority said they will take place Wednesday, December 30th. 10 Chinese cities are on red alert for air pollution Thursday. China continues to suffer through a wave of poor air quality that prompted the government earlier this week to order factories to reduce production and the closure of schools and a reduction in road traffic. This is VOA News. Officials in Afghanistan say national security forces have regained control of the Sangin District Center in Helmand Province. The government fight against the Taliban there was backed by U.S. airstrikes. A local official says at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed and many more wounded in the air raids. A government spokesman said the counteroffensive led by Afghan Special Forces Unit was launched in 3 areas of the district.
We will be trying to reinforce more in Sangin area, but at the same time, we will be launching other operations in other parts of the Helmand as well.
Sadiq Siddiqui. 3 Palestinian attackers were shot and killed Thursday as they carried out attacks against Israelis. A 4th was killed in a clash with Israeli soldiers. The violence came amid a wave of Palestinian attacks on Israeli citizens that has shown little sign of relenting. Ongoing unrest is overshadowing Christmas Eve celebrations in Bethlehem. Robert Berger reports.
Palestinian Boy and Girl Scouts kicked off Christmas celebrations with a march through Manger Square here in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. But the atmosphere is gloomy. 3 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence have scared pilgrims and tourists away. Palestinian merchants sat in their shops packed with olive wood souvenirs, but customers were few and far between. Robert Berger, Bethlehem.
U.S. President Barack Obama has issued a statement paying tribute to persecuted Christians around the world. Mr. Obama said Thursday that he and First Lady Michelle Obama hold in mind, quoting now, those who have been driven from their ancient homelands by unspeakable violence and persecution. In many areas of the Middle East, Islamic State militants have silenced the traditional ringing of church bells at Christmas. Russian President Vladimir Putin is hosting Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi for talks focused on defense and energy cooperation. The two countries signed agreements Thursday worth billions of dollars to build new nuclear power generating units in India and to cooperate in building defense and civil capabilities. Here's Mr. Modi.
I have always had great respect and appreciation for your strategic partnership. It has been a source of strength and success for India in defense, development, and diplomacy.
President Vladimir Putin said Russia will help build at least 6 more power units in India during the next 20 years. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says his country has technically won the war against Boko Haram. He made the comment just days before his self-imposed deadline for defeating the militant group. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.